This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The month of July is Parks and Recreation Month, and there is a lot going on with Roseburg Parks. Val Ligon and Tracy David in here as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, boy, you were like just on tune together there. Very good. So, Tracy, first of all, talk about one of the things that's going on.
So we are starting a new activity in Riverfront Park, which is the park that's kind of next to the entrance to the VA and the Stewart Park Drive Bridge. It's called Track Trails. And what it is it's a self-guided, interactive hiking trail to engage kids and families in nature as a way to promote healthy outdoor activities. So some of these activities include seek and find activities, and some incorporate more fitness type movements. So there'll be a kiosk, a big sign at the beginning of the trail, and it's just for a section of the Riverfront Trail. It's about 0.8 miles total round trip. And this kiosk has a couple of activity brochures in it that kids can grab and work on while they walk the trail. So they're getting fit and healthy and learning a little bit about nature as well.
So the kiosk then, is that kind of over by more the disc golf side?
Yes, right there at the entrance.
And then you work your way, do you end up going along the freeway or down the hill, or which way do you go?
You go up the hill towards the freeway. So you're going through the park. Up towards the freeway there, and then you'll just turn around when you get at the top and head back down. And there's a little map on the kiosk that shows you the section of the trail that you'll be walking. But yeah, it's super fun. We're really excited to add it to our parks, and this is actually a program that was started by two nonprofits, Oregon Parks Forever and Kids in Parks. And the Oregon Parks Forever, this will be their 33rd track trail that they've funded in Oregon, with their goal of trying to have at least 100 across the state. So we're super excited to be able to take part in it. There's over 300 trails total across 18 states.
Wow.
So it's just a really neat way to get kids active outdoors and engaged with the nature around them.
So if they're doing that, are they along the multi-use path, or do they wander off into a different area?
No, just the multi-use path. There's things they can see from the trails. It's kid-friendly. So I would recommend kids ages 10 to 12 and below can do these activities. There's three different pamphlets. And one is geared more towards older kids, the other two towards younger kids, and one of them is in Spanish as well. So we are trying to hit everybody here and be inclusive.
And how long has this taken to put together?
Oh, gosh, a long time, probably almost a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's all set to go, or at least it will be by your grand opening?
Yeah, so it will be ready by the grand opening. And what's fun is this activity, kids can create an online journal that allows them to track the different hikes they've visited and log their miles. And after completing each hike, kids can register them online at kidsinparks.com. to earn digital badges, and then they get prizes mailed to them as well. So it's completely free to do. It's just kind of a fun activity that kids look forward to when they're traveling across the state. There's a couple down in Ashland and Medford area, and some up by the Salem, Albany, and Portland areas as well. But this is the first one kind of in between there that they've put up.
And what day is the grand opening for this one?
Monday, July 20th from 10 to 12. I'll be out there to answer questions and help people navigate the program.
All right. Now, we've got a grand opening today for Brown Park. Val, talk about that.
Yeah, we are officially opening the park today. The fencing came down yesterday. Today at 3:30, we'll be doing the ribbon cutting. It's been a great project. Broke ground on it last October, November. So things have happened pretty fast.
Talk about what people will see there. What is new at Brown Park?
Oh boy. The old park was taken out. We reoriented the park back behind where the old park was. We were able to purchase a piece of property. It was 0.55 of an acre, so now it's just under an acre total. Completely, the park's accessible, which it wasn't before. Very inclusive. all ages. There's something for everybody. It's a double story, which is interesting. There's a bermed bank or bermed bridge where kids or anybody, if they're in a walker or mobility devices, they will be able to access that upper level, which is pretty cool.
Wow, pretty neat. And the original section of the park, you've got some things you're going to do there, right?
The original, yeah. We removed the equipment because it was old and really not safe. We've had to, once that was removed, it left some, some blank bare spots. So we've reseeded. We will return some picnic tables there, but it's going to be pretty much just open space there. We've moved the little library that's closer to the sidewalk. We did put sidewalks in also along Francis Street. So anyway, it's that front part, is just going to be open shaded space, basically. So,
well, Brown Park has been there for a really long time, and there's been a lot of interest in finally doing something like this, but it sure took a long time.
Yeah, well, the original property was given to the city for a public park and playground purpose as a memorial to George M. Brown, who was a former Attorney General and Supreme Court Justice of the state of Oregon. So that was in 58. So I don't know when the playground equipment was put in, but I'm thinking early 60s. It's been there a long time. And it in 2008, we did a park master plan, and Brown Park was specifically in there. There were some upgrades, and which were upgrading the playground with equipment for multiple age groups. We were supposed to be monitoring the adjacent lot and purchase it if possible for an expansion. And it mentioned to provide internal pathways, site amenities, and equipment that are accessible regardless of ability, and we were able to do all those three things.
So people can come out today or from now on and take a look and see all the things that have taken place here.
Yeah, it's impressive. I invite everybody to come out. It's very cool. And we also have some an accessible parking lot with three spaces in it. There will be on-street parking for others, but anyway, it's very cool. We invite everybody to come out and enjoy it.
All right, that'll be at 3:30 today. Now, that's not the end of it because it is Parks and Recreation Month. Tracy, what do you want to talk about on other activities people should know about?
Well, let's see. We got lots going on. Every Tuesday, I will be at Fir Grove Park, the splash pad area, handing out free popsicles to kids. So come check that out.
To kids.
To kids. While supplies last. And then on Wednesdays, we are joining the public library. They do story time in the park, 10 a.m. at the, or actually 10:15 at the Stewart Park Large Pavilion. And that's free for kids, probably ages 2 to 5 would enjoy it the most. And I'll be doing a raffle there as well for a free outdoor activity game for kids. So if you come to listen to a story, make sure you enter the raffle. But other than that, we have our regular women's Just for Fun Summer Golf starts tonight. Registration is full for this event, but we will be posting registrations each week for the next event at the golf course. And we'll have yoga in the park starting this Saturday from 10 to 11. That's also free. And Zumba in the Park's going on right now, Wednesday evenings at 6:30, and our low-impact fitness classes in the park as well at Fir Grove Park. From 9 to 9:45 Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that event does cost $2 a class.
All right. So a lot going on. Anything else people ought to know?
Just, it's Parks and Recreation Month, so if you have some time, the weather's great. Get out and check out one of our, 22 parks? So come out and enjoy them, and we hope to see you out there.
All right. Tracy David-Val-Leggett from Roseburg Parks and Recreation, 841 at the Morning Report.